Okay, today we're going to do Daf Samach. Before we get started, we want to go over some of the questions we had yesterday before we left off. So one of the things the last thing we left off with was, why are there two categories? It says, Peiros Ha'aretz, you say Bray Priyat Dama. And it says, Al Hirokas, you also say Bray Priyat Dama. What's the difference between Peiros Ha'aretz and Yerokas? That was the question. Now I have the art scroll Yad Avram over here. So let's see what he says over here. Fruits of the earth refers to the produce of plants, i.e. grains, such as wheat and barley. Legumes such as beans and lentils. And Lecha Shlomo says, Iri says, gourds, melons, and cucumbers. All right. So those are all Peiros Ha'aretz. All right. Now let me just get the definition of Yerokos. From Yerokos, greens. Greens refers to plants which are themselves eaten. In contrast to fruits of the earth, which are the produce of the plant. Cabbage and lettuce are examples of greens. This group also includes edible roots such as carrots and beets. All right. That was one thing we wanted to clarify. Well, the other thing we wanted to clarify was we made a diuk from the Mishnah that since it says you make that on all Peiros Ha'aretz you make Bray Priyat Ha'aretz except for Yayin. So that sounded like the Iker Bracha for wine should be Bray Priyat Ha'aretz. Same thing we said about bread. It says on Peiros Ha'aretz you make a Bray Priyat Dama Chutz Min Ha. Pasta, you make a mozi. It sounded like, were it not for that, you could make a bright priya dhamma. That was something we mentioned. For this, yes. For this, the article says to look at their commentary in the next Mishnah, where it says, Al kulam amar shahakol nivavro is yatsa. So there he has a long thing. I'm not going to be able to read the whole thing, but I just want to point out what it says. Some of the place, he brings some place over here. The more general nature of the Bray Priyat Ha'aretz blessing, as opposed to the blessing of Bray Priyat Gafen, should not disqualify the blessing, just as Shahakol is valid for wine, despite the general nature of the blessing. Similarly, Bray Priyat Ha'adama should suffice for bread, since the grain from which the bread is produced is also a fruit of the earth. This, in fact, is the opinion of many authorities. See Shari Tshuva Arachayim 167.4. Shaar Tzion 208, 66, and 67. However, Tosvos to 12a, three Maskel low, imply that someone who recites Bray Priyat Ha'aretz over wine does not discharge his obligation. This view is shared by other authorities as well. See Magen Avraham 208, 22. So that's however, Reb Kiveger to Magen Avraham says he's at loss to explain the reasoning behind the view. And then you have a middle shita, that's the shita Mekubetzes, who holds Bray Priyat Ha'aretz is good for wine, but he raises the possibility that Bray Priyat Dama does not suffice for bread, because the Torah refers to bread by name rather than as a fruit, right? So therefore, it would not be considered, so it might be different. Anyway, this is just some interesting stuff to look into. What? Yeah, but the Mishnah doesn't mention Mazonos at all, which is itself a question, why the Mishnah left out Mazonos. Can't get into that Mishnah right now. That Mishnah, I can't get into that detail right now. We are in Samach Amud Aleph. Okay, we are on, let's see. 59b2. Sorry. 59b2, we said yesterday, but we'll say it again. So 59b2, we'll start from there, okay? Right after the Mishnah, yeah? Kate some of our Paris, excuse my shame, so my tell you should walk. And then we clum, but now I love law, I'll share too long mitzvahs. That requires mitzvahs, which apparently is making brachos is considered mitzvahs. And that goes on the side, this is how mitzvahs pierce how brachos. So osim kodam shenanim be osay dover. Okay? So that's referring to the brachas, that's a matter, the things by fila. It says, the whole world is like the Karam, meaning it's like the Karam of the fourth year, which requires a pinyon. And what's the pinyon? That's a bracha. Make a bracha, that's part of the food, as matter of the food, bachila. Next page, Samach Amad Aleph, from Piskia, Rabbi Yomar Abavin, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Omar Lashem, Ad Aleph Dal Nun Yud, Ata, Tavasi Baal Olecha. You're my master, my goodness, Baal Olecha. Imachalta V'Yivarachta, if you've eaten and you made a blessing, Kaviyocho Kilu Mishalach Lachalta. It's as if you ate from that which is yours. The Racher Tavasi Baal Olecha, Mevala Ni Tavasi Baal Olecha. It's a lesson of Mevala, it will exhaust all the goodness in your body. The Racher Tavasi Baal Olecha, Yibolulu Kal Tazviyo Olecha, the term a blending. Bola, lashon of to mix together. So I'll blend together all the things, all the goodness in you. And then finally, I'm Rav Acha, Mahu Bala Lecha, She'eni Mevi Tavil Alo Elo Mi Bala Adacha. This is a common theme in the Chinuch. He says this a lot of times in mitzvahs. He says, I think maybe by Brenna Samasni, he says it. I'm not sure. I forget exactly where he says it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he made a takona of making brachos, so by making a bracha, you cause a Shafa bracha to come onto the world. So any maybe tova al ha'ilam mibal adecha. This is speaking specifically to David HaMelech. K'matat Omar u'bal adecha lo yorim ish es yado. Tani Reb Chiya kodesh hilulim. Malam mishu tom bracha lefon of la'acharav. It's a lashon hilulim is lashon rabim. Tells you have to make a bracha both before and after. Mikad ha'yir b'kiva ha'imer la'yitun alam u'klom ad shivarach. Again, all these things are asmachtas, obviously bracha Mishona is Darabanan. So, I mean, there's strong references here, but I think it's all Asmata. I mean, I think so. I'm 100% sure. That seems to me to be the Mahalach over here. Okay, now we're going to get into some interesting stuff here. So you have Rav Chagai and Yumiya going into the stores. So what are they going to the stores for? They're not going to the stores to buy things. They're going into the stores to examine the stores. They're examining the weights and measures. Because there's a din that the Beis Din has to go ahead and send shluchim, or they themselves will go and check themselves to see if the weights and measures are being
calibrated.
Thank you. Calibrated correctly. And they can, you know, enforce things. Kafatz Rav Chagai Uverach Aleihem. Rav Chagai jumped and he said a blessing on this. So what kind of bracha did he say? So he said a bracha. Yeah, the Charedim brings the bracha. Where's the Charedim? Yeah, it's all the way in the middle of the wide lines. It says, "Uverach Asher Kirshanu L'Sakein Hamidos HaMaznayim L'Sakein HaShaar." Special, you know, special bracha on the mitzvah. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah says, "Yos Avatz, you act properly. You call mitzvahs to this bracha. All mitzvahs require a bracha." Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Charedim. Call mitzvahs to this bracha. So he says, you got it? You guys with me? In the Charedim? Yeah. Rabbi Eliyahu, whoever he was, it's not the Vilna Gaon, whoever Rabbi Eliyahu was, he used to make a bracha when he gave tzedakah, when he gave a loan. Unbelievable. Any mitzvah, he made a bracha. That's not the custom of the world. Hello, mixas mitzvahs mavarka, mixas anein mavarka. Some you do, some you don't. Tal nish al harashba, the famous Rashba. Everybody knows this Rashba. Almost everybody knows this Rashba. He was asked the question, why don't you make a bracha? Specifically, the question he was asked, I think, was about dinim. Specifically, how come the best in paskins in the court, they don't make a bracha, you know, on that mice of bezin? He says, because whenever something is totally b'das acherim, so therefore, if the Baal HaDin decide they don't want to accept your psak, they're going to go another Beis Din, or by an ani, for instance, if he doesn't want to receive, doesn't want to accept your tzedakah, and so therefore it's totally b'das acherim. Anytime it's totally b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha. That's his general rule. I mean, there are other details to it, but that's like high level. So he says the Rashba was asked about it, and he gave the chukim. It's a big shmooze. Of course, everybody has their different approaches. Some say the approaches. Any time a mitzvah is something that even the Goyim would do, so it's not necessarily kiddushanu. It's not something that's really designated specifically for us. They do kibbutz avayim, we do kibbutz avayim. They do tzedakah, we do tzedakah. They have dinim, we do dinim. It's not special, so therefore we wouldn't make a bracha. Different rishonim get different reasons. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have over here? Okay, let's keep going. I would have liked to have seen, if we have time for it, would have liked to see the Rambam's Lashon over there. And he also quotes an interesting, just to see this little bit of the Haredim, the thin lines. It says that they went to the Chen Vesa. So Lashon of Rambam, so Perakas Hals Kneva, Chayavim Bezal Hamid, Shoytrim, B'chol Medina, Medina, B'chol Plach, B'plach, Shriyum B'chazrin, Al HaChanuyos, Metzadkin, Esam Aznayim, So that's basically the Rambam's lashon is this is the general mitzvah. Okay.
Does anybody say that he went to the store and he bought bracha?
No.
It seems like he came with this to say that.
No, I don't think so. Let me see. I didn't look at that. Oh, you're right. He does say that. Wow. He has a whole different mahalak, the plain bush. Yeah. I hadn't seen that. So, yeah, okay. It's certainly is a lot simpler. So let's compare it then. So it says Hagi went ahead and made a bracha on the Paris. So what's the chiddush of that? Lohim Tanachi, the aim of Beis, I didn't wait till they brought them home. Wait. If you eat them, you have to eat them. You have to make a bracha now. If you don't eat them, what is he making a bracha? He made a bracha.
I assume it's because it's not
becoming
like
a
halakha to eat in the street. It sounds like he's eating in the store.
In the
street, same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. So your Yoas of this, it would be is a statement or a bit meal? I don't know. I'm crazy about it. And then we're comparing it to Brachos HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarchim L'Kolam Avlasiyos. What's that got to do with it? I don't know. It's a Shvara Mahalach. We know you should call mitzvahs to unus bracha. How do you know the mitzvahs require bracha? Reb Telchum Harabam Barak Kahana B'Shem Rav Lazar. Then L'Chas Luchos Haven Hatar Mitzvah. Hekesh Torah L'Mitzvah. So the Hekesh of Torah. We all know that Torah requires a bracha. Brachos HaTorah. So all mitzvahs are compared to Torah. It's like Torah requires a bracha. Of course, this again is going to be an asmachta because we hold Berachas HaMitzvahs as a Rabbanan, except for Berachas HaTorah, which is machlokes the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam did not count it. The Ramban famously said this is one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count. It was Berachas HaTorah. So according to the Ramban, this is really great. This is a hekesh, which is from Ramban Shabbat Deraisa. But according to the Rambam, it certainly isn't smart. Matar tuna bracha af mitzvah tuna bracha. You know, see, the Rambam is going to be a little shver because how can you bring a raya to something? In other words, you can bring a raya from something else, which is also drop on it. You know, like what's the raya? According to the Rambam, it makes sense. There's at least a smakta has some taichen to it. According to the Rambam, what's the taichen of this asmat? A little difficult. Yeah. There's other interpretations on the bottom. We're going to skip them for now. Rabbi Yochanan Nosav Zaysav Averach Lefan of Lachar. Okay, so now this is a famous rule, famous Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan took an olive and he made a bracha both before he made it, obviously, by Priya Eats before he ate the olive. And he also made a bracha achron of the main Shalosh. It's one of the Paris should stop when there's a straw. It's you go ahead, you make a eights, right? I was looking at him like, what's going on over here? And he's like amazed, like making a bracha. Oh, that's the Gemara's going to clarify this. Good point. You're guessing the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bav Loya, he calls him a Babylonian because, you know, they had a certain disdain for the Babylonians in Israel. So he's Babylonian. Why are you looking at me? Lamat istakobi. Less law kosher whom in shiva ton bracha lefon of lachem. Don't you hold that something from the seven minim requires a bracha afterwards? Samachomet Bey is 60b. So he did not respond. The Gemara explains the reason why Rabbi Bava was wondering. Islay, he held like this. He held that you're talking right. Yeah, 100%. You are 100 Islay. We have to speak all this out. He 100% agreed and then knew this rule that you have to make a bracha krona on Paris and stop with memories and straw. Matsrikhle, but what was it that was bothering him? Mipne shagali noso mimat oso. Because he felt that the shear you have to make for a bracha korn is a kazayas, right? So if you're eating a kazayas, part of that kazayas is what? Is the pit. So if you didn't have a shear kazayas, a shear kazayas, the way you figure out a shear is how do you do it? You take a cup of water, fill it to the top. You put the kazayas into the water. The displacement is, that's the shear, right? What? No, but that's the total shear of ochel. That's a kazayas of ochel. Here you haven't eaten that much ochel. You've eaten the ochel minus the volume of the pit. That's what was bothering him. Okay, that was his question. Blessedly, the Rabbi Yochanan Shagalin also Malatoso, the Gemara says, this sounds like a bomb kasha. Well, doesn't he hold also, but it reduces the size? Ma overlay Rabbi Yochanan, what's he going to do with this bomb question? The Gemara answers, Mishum Birya, because it was a complete creation. Now, this business about complete creation, it was a seedless olive. Great idea. You know, it's funny. There is some discussion in the footnotes about this. Yeah. So let's see what it says over here. In the footnotes, there's a lot of talk about this. So the question is, the question that he asked in footnote one, the second paragraph, the question arises, since the pit is part of the olive, so what is the Gemara even saying that he ate it like its creation? What do you mean he ate it like its creation? He didn't eat its creation, you ate it without the pit. If I took a single grape, what's a single grape called? Isn't there something? I don't know how to think. So you have a cluster of grapes, and if you pull off one grape, that's called one grape. Okay, so if you took one grape and you swallowed it whole, so I understand that's kibriyosa. That's a whole bria of a grape. Right, but if you take an olive and you spit out the pit, so you didn't take. So you think that's good enough? So let's see what it's. Let's take a look. Let's go ahead. Let's take a look. All these answers are good. Rush answers the pit was brought before Rabbi Yochanan whole, even though he didn't eat the olive. The olive was brought front of him whole. So even though he did not eat the entire olive, but only the edible part, it's considered as if he had eaten an entire creation. In other words, he started the achilo with a whole olive. And okay, a little bit is not fair, but that's good enough. Kind of like what you're saying. If that's the derek, whatever. How are you going to? I don't know how to explain to the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees. He says, no, in order to be considered to have eaten the entire creation, it has to be all consumed. So therefore, you have to say, he ate the entire olive, swallowing even the pit. How about that? And then Rav Kiva Bar Avoh would be wondering, well, that's not really an edible part of the pit, so why should that be the star for the share? So he could still have a good question, but at least we have a mahalach, like you mentioned, he swallowed it with the pit. Okay. Now, no, the pit's normally not eaten. You don't make any bracha. Something, if you eat something that's not eaten, you don't make any bracha at all, right? If you, for instance, if you eat, if you eat quiche, or if you eat quiche, I'm asking. Anyway, if you eat sushi with raw fish, no problem. Anyway, the bottom on footnote two, there's an amazing thing here. It says over here, let's see, it's let me just read the next paragraph for us in the Gemara. Milsin Rabbi Yochanan Omra, here's a case, another incident. Shekein afilu ochal preda achas shalonov. Even if he ate a single unit of a grape, meaning that's what he calls a single unit. That's what I was looking for, a unit or a grape, or preda achas shal, or preda achas shal remote, or one unit of a pomegranate. Shehuton bracha lefanel acharav. You have to make a bracha afterwards. Imagine that. What? This is going to be the big question. What is a unit of a pomegranate?
One seed.
Can you imagine one seed? Can you imagine one seed of a pomegranate to make al ha'etz?
One seed like one grape.
And those who are online, the room has erupted. It's like the Senate the other day. Anyway, yeah. So let's take a look at footnote two, where he discusses this at length. Let's see here. He has over here bunch of people. I must Yaakov understand Praetor's Rimon to mean a single pomegranate. So they don't know what you need an entire creation, since a pomegranate is much larger than all. Shuas Radvaz says he understood Praetor to mean a subdivision of a pomegranate. And each pomegranate contains many entire creations. In other words, I think the Radvaz means, you know, those membranes. So one section, that would be considered a creation. Tiferes Yisrael interprets Praetor to mean the individual seed-filled cells of pomegranate. Accordingly, it would mean even if he ate one pomegranate, individual seed-filled cells. Rambam, however, also in a different context, says it means a single pomegranate seed. Okay, so the Rambam says, guys, this Rambam does say over here that it means a single pomegranate seed, right? That seems to be the opinion of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, then one other thing, in response to what Chaim said, that it was a pitted olive. So in the Bavli 38b, which says, Rukia bar Abba relates, he once saw Rabbi Yochanan to eat a kazayas maliyah, a salt-preserved olive, and he said a bracha afterwards. There they asked, how can you make this bracha achrona? The pit reduces the edible food. And the answer is that he ate a very large olive. It was like one of these giant olives, so it was much bigger than normal olive. So therefore, it had the shear even after the pit was removed. Now, the Bavli gave that as an answer. The Yerushalmi did not give that as an answer. So the question is, does that mean that the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi in this regard? It's a hechatimsa. So anyway, so Tosfos holds that it is a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, and therefore you have to follow the Bavli, and therefore you would not say a bracha achrona on a complete creation which is smaller than a kazayas. That seems to be the riff in the Rambam. Tosfos and Yuma say perhaps they're dealing with two different incidents. Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan ate a salt-preserved olive. Salt-preserved olives are usually pitted before being preserved. Mm-hmm. The olive was not complete creation when brought before him, so they were forced to answer it was larger than average. The Yerushalmi incident was where it was not a salted olive, it was a fresh olive, and therefore it had the pit, and therefore they were able to say the teretz. So this is a whole shmooze over here. It's a long arichas. But therefore, since there is such a big it's a big discussion here on the Rishonim, it's best to avoid it, and you should not eat a whole birya which is less than the shear. So if you eat a whole grape and it's a small grape, you should eat a few more. Anybody who's ever followed me in a kiddush closely will see how I eat and they will see that I did not only eat one grape, any handful. Okay. Okay, next. Chutz min hayayin. What does it say in the Mishnah that you make on a tree fruit, make a prior eights, except for a wine, you make a prior goffin? Yayin is machu kamaisha hu. That's when wine is in its pure state, meaning it, remember that we used to say three parts water, one part wine. That was the old mixture for the old time wines, which were very, very strong. So when it is that, so it's kamosha when it has not been diluted, when it's in its pure state, that's when you say bari pri eitz. But ein notla mimenu yadayim, meaning if you would take that wine, put it in your negelvasser cup and pour wine over your hands to wash tos yadayim, would not work. Ein. But if it is mizman shu mazik, if you put in the three parts water into it, then you would omer alav bari pri hagafen, you'd say bari pri hagafen. And notlami menu yodayim, then you could wash your hands because then it has halacha more like water. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So, okay. You could be yayin and you could be water. That's right. Chachamim omrim, chachamim say, bein chai, bein mazog, doesn't make a difference. Omrila bright pi agafen, you can make a bright pi agafen even if it's in this raw state. The north of the million dime, you could always wash. So there's a question in the first one on the bottom whether there's any connection between the two halachas. Are these two separate halachas that have nothing to do with each other, or do they have to do with each other? Now, there's a chiddush in saying that you can wash your hands here before Hashem speak out because of Baal Tashchis. You know, you're taking good food and you're washing your hands with it as for Netos Yadayim. That might be Baal Tashchis. So that's telling you that's a chiddush all by itself to tell me that's not Baal Tashchis. So that really is not, that wouldn't be connected to whether it's, you know, mazur, whether you make bari pri hagafen or not. It's not connected. What? What's that? Haredim changes where? Where is it? Well, that's going in Rabbi Eliezer before it's.
That's it.
That's Rabbi Eliezer. One second. He's right. No. No.
You stop. He said you can only use water. You can't use any mixture.
Hold on a second. First of all, let's go in order here. The third line where it says "Einoy l'meni liyadayim," that's going on Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the yain was chazak. And if you look at Rabbi Eliezer says, chazak, the first one, b'zmanchu k'moshahu, einoy l'meni liyadayim. So that matches exactly what we have. Now, do you want to go to another point in here?
I think that's good.
Do you see something else here?
No.
Okay. Dovi, are you okay? At the end of the paragraph.
Did you read that yet?
Where is this in the Haredim?
No, I'm saying it in the Gemara.
Yeah, we read that. Yes.
So Chachamim Omer, Bein Chai, Bein Mazu, Omer Mala Bor Kragafen.
And then it says, in our gear, so we have the North Lemon Metal Yadayim.
Oh, so it says, he adds here, the Ain Gold Lemon Yadayim.
Where?
Haredim.
Where?
The footnote says the Haredim.
Okay, well, let's just take a look at the gears on the side here. It's true. It says over here on the gear source, it says the Ain Oakland. Okay.
He's saying
the Shinan's class does bring another Gerson. Because of Baal Tashchis.
Right.
Some people say it would be awesome. Okay, very good. Very good.
That's
what Rabbah's
argument.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm Rabbah. There's no Baal Tashchis over here. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Avuhu, Shem and Zayas. What about olive oil? I'm a little bread for eights. You do make a bread for eights on the olive oil. You have to remember, the Gemara says that olive oil normally is mazik you. You don't make any bracha at all on something that's mazik you. If you eat an idea nigrin, the Gemara says, bracha, then you would make a bread for eights. Because that's assuming that you eat it for medicinal purposes. Then because a certain amount, and it becomes with anigrin, and you're eating for medicine, those two things together, then you make bread for eights. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Apiya bar Papa Kumi Rav Zeira, Umas Nisa Amar Kain. You could prove this on the Mishnah, very simple. The Mishnah, in other words, the Gemara is trying to prove, how do you know that something that's squeezed retains the bracha of the tree, right? So you see it by the wine. Because it says, and it says, except for wine, which even though you squeeze the grape, you don't make a bright priya eats on it, you make a bright priya goffin on it. A yanu on a bright priya goffin. Yain love shakuku, isn't that something which was pressed into a liquid? Lomar, didn't the Mishnah say only chutzman hayayin? It said, except for wine. So you see, harshakal adverb, anything else, afapisha shukunayin, but ainon hain. Even though they're squeezed, it retains its original bracha. So therefore, if you have an olive, what?
Where does it say called one off?
That's the diuk. It's an obvious diuk. It says chutzman hayayin. In other words, the alternative is to say that something that's squeezed, once it's squeezed, it's not. It doesn't take. It totally no longer. It's in liquid form. And therefore, you can't say bright priya eats, right? So then it wouldn't make sense for the Mishnah to tell me that chutz min hayayin, don't make a bright priya eats on it, you make a bright priya goffin. That doesn't make any sense. Once you squeeze it, it's no longer a fruit, it's a liquid. So you would never make a bright priya eats. So why would it say that chutz min hayayin? That's the Yushalmi's deal. Yeah? So from this, you see, right? Now, the problem here is, though, that it sounds a little bit from Yushalmi that this would be true for any fruit. But fruit juice, the Gemara Bavli says it's Zeya Ba'omo, and it's only Shahak. So you have to, he brings in the bottom of the Gemara Ponim, he points this out. And the Bavli might, okay, I don't know. There were people who were pushing for bright priya eats on orange juice, had a big machlokas with the people in the yeshiva with pulp. So it has pulp in it, it has whole pieces. I don't know. I told them it's Zeya Ba'alma, don't talk with cup. Anyway, next. Rababo Amar Rav Shmuel Traveyan Amin Yorak Sholok Amar Lo Shahak Limabro. If you have a cooked vegetable, you make Shahak. So he says that the flavor change a vegetable undergoes in the cooking process makes it a different product. Okay, so I don't know. I think he's saying that if it was edible when it was raw, you made it by priya dama. But when you cook it, it changes the taste so much that it's no longer the original product. It was edible all the way through. Yeah. Okay. You would make a shahak according to him. Yeah. According to him. That's not how we bust it, obviously. Rav Zeira b'shem Shmuel, Rosh Shei Lufasa Shishlokan, turnip heads, in the Einon Hain, if they're in the original form, Omer Alehen Bray Priya Adama, Shishlokan, if you ground them, so they're very fine pieces, Omer Alehen, Shakol Nebevaro, you make Shakol. So, you know, so the Gemara says, they challenge Shmuel, Omer Yaisu Masisa, Omer King, does the Mishnah say this? Let's look at this case with the bread. Now, with the bread, obviously, you took wheat you ground it into flour, so it's completely ground up. And yet, if it wouldn't have been for the bracha right of how much left in the arts, you would have said right pri adama. So it sounds just the opposite. If it's ground up, it would retain its original bracha. So pas lav shkuke isn't pas ground up. Lamar luchutzma pas. Yet the Mishnah only said that. Yet the Mishnah is part of the question. Yet the Mishnah still says, except for the pas, same question. Harshar called varm afa pisha shkuke be inot beinonei. But other things, even though they were ground up, they're in their original state as well. So Gemara I don't think the Gemara answers this question. Let's see in the footnote here on 61A. Let's see if they answer it. Gemara concludes chopping a vegetable finally does not deprive it of its bright gum. This is also a conclusion of Bavli and halacha in practice. Yeah. So that's why. This is why, if you're eating a potato kugel, most people make a bright pri adama on a potato kugel, even though it's completely ground up. You know, I hand drive my potato kugel. You guys, if you use a machine, you'll have thin slices of it. But I hand drive it, it's complete mush before it goes into the pan. It has, by the way, a unique taste if you do it that way. But it doesn't make a difference. It's adama regardless. So that's how we pass it. But the Sarasek Lagamri, I'm pretty sure the Sarasek Lagamri is a little different.
You're right,